Bitachin for Life, Shir number 109, Sunday, Parshas Chukas, Balak. We are talking about being Chayse by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and feeling that we are living in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's five-star hotel. And that brings a person bracha, and that protects a person from everything bad that's going on in this world. The more we can feel the Lachseis Bashem. So practically, how does a person develop such feelings? How does a person walk around and see many things that go on in this world and tell himself the world is not in control? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's controlling every single detail of this world, and I feel like I'm being taken care of, and I feel like I am completely under Hashem's control. How does a person develop such feelings? So the truth is that really there's a concept that we have to internalize, which really we should be doing before we start in any area of Bitachon. And that is realizing to what extent HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things for us. Meaning we take so many things for granted that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something that we don't like, all of a sudden we get upset. And we don't pay attention to all the billions and trillions of things that go right that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. So let's take one simple example. We are constantly breathing. Every few seconds we breathe. Now we have to realize that Baruch Hashem Corona taught us that breathing is not so simple. And not everyone is zeiche to be able to breathe. So we are breathing, Baruch Hashem. Thank you Hashem, we can breathe. Now, the way we breathe is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands above us and constantly enables us to breathe. So if we would picture it as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing there with a pump and he's pumping air into our lungs every 3 seconds. He's standing over us and he's pumping air into our lungs. And that's the truth because Chazal teach us, Kol HaNishama Tehalel Ka, the Pasuk says, and Chazal explain that means we have to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for every Nishima, for every breath, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is enabling us. He is pumping the air into our body every 3 seconds, again and again and again. Now this sounds very primitive, but this is the truth. And if we would think about that and realize that our lungs are working, Baruch Hashem, and our heart is working, Baruch Hashem, and our brain is working, and the list goes on and on. And if we need a little reminder to remind us that these things are working, maybe we should think about the Rahman al-Islam, the people that these things are not working properly. Even if they are working, but they're not working properly. Rahman al-Islam, people need ventilators, people need pacemakers. Baruch Hashem, we're zeicha that it works. Who is not just allowing it to work? Who is pumping your heart? Who is giving the ear in your lungs? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is standing above you, more than above you. He is standing with you, and he is constantly enabling you to breathe and pumping your heart. And if you just picture it, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing there with a ventilator, putting air into your lungs. If we would just think about this a little bit, forget about starting with Bitachon. This would be an elementary step to approaching Bitachon. If you think to yourself that I am anyway under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's jurisdiction, I am anyway Ki Ata Hashem Machzi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing everything that's going on in my body. If I keep reminding myself of that, that is the first step in truly feeling Ki Ata Hashem Machzi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never promised you he's going to pump air into your lungs, and he does it anyway because he is Machzi. He is our shelter. He is the one that we rely on. And when we feel that, we are zeicha to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshuas.